Joining us on Rural Focus this morning is the CEO of WA Farmers, Stephen Brown. Great to catch up with you, Stephen.
Yes, good morning, Danny, and good morning to your listeners.
Well, Stephen, it was a big week last week in regards to the Agricultural Competitiveness White Paper that was released by the federal government. Firstly, Stephen, what are your thoughts on this? And from behalf of WA Farmers, were you happy with what was released?
Yeah, look, generally speaking, Danny, we were pretty comfortable with everything that came out. There was a couple of very positive announcements there, and particularly in relation to the Farm Managed Deposit Scheme, which has doubled from 400,000 to 800,000. That is something we've been calling for a while. And as well as the ag paper, we had also addressed that in the upcoming tax white paper. So we were very pleased to see that. Some of the other benefits were some of the accelerated taxation depreciation benefits that are coming up. And in addition, of course, you had the reintroduction of tax averaging under certain terms and conditions. So there were some very good announcements there for farmers in Western Australia, and more and more of those will come out over time as accountants and that digest it. And we're actually using Bird Cameron at a number of our upcoming events as presenters to give farmers some more in-depth information, or not only farmers but attendees at these events, more information on just, you know, all the bits and pieces that were in the tax white paper for farming.
Well, it is a good start, isn't it, Steve, to have these initiatives and policies in place for agriculture to go the direction that we're all wanting. A couple of big events are coming up for WA Farmers, Stephen, if we can touch on those. Firstly, on the 28th of July, the Dairy Conference.
Yes, our annual Dairy Conference is being held at Abbey Beach Resort. It's from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. We've got some very good guest speakers there. And then, of course, that evening, we've got the Dairy Industry Gala Awards Dinner, and we also have an entertainer coming in from the eastern states for that event. And people who watch Australia's Got Talent in the past may remember an old farmer from South Australia called the Old Fella.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually coming over providing entertainment for the evening, and there are tickets available to the general public. If people like Rod the Old Fella, more than welcome to go to our website and come along and enjoy the evening with us. That's a three-course meal with some dinner and drinks, presentations
fantastic
to the award winners for the year, and a bit of light-hearted entertainment to finish up with the Old Fella.
Well, that is the Dairy Conference on the 28th of July, and the website, if you'd like further information or to put your name down, wafarmers.org.au. And one for the young ones, Stephen, the Ag Connect Conference on the 31st of July.
Yes, that's correct, Danny. Ag Connect, as most people will know, is our under 35s, the farmers of tomorrow. They're holding their annual AGM and conference day at a very well-known location in Cottesloe, and I probably don't need to say much more for country people, but in case you're not sure what's in Cottesloe, it's the Ocean Beach Hotel, the old OBH. So that is an all-day event from about 10 a.m. till last man standing, I would imagine. And once again, on our website, you can register for that Friday the 31st of July. The OBH does have limited capacity, so we do have a cap on numbers. So if anyone's interested in coming along, I'd suggest you have a look at that day and check it off and not wait till the week beforehand, because they do have limited numbers and we do normally get a very good roll up on that day. And there are some very interesting speakers also booked throughout the day. So that's one that will attract the younger people and have a bit of a nostalgic day at the OBH and bring back some memories, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It sounds like a fantastic event. So both those events, the Dairy Conference and also the Ag Connect Conference and AGM and Sundown at the OBH. If you would like further information, the website once again, wafarmers.org.au. And Stephen, I'm sure you'll see a great turnout for both and some really, really positive feedback as well, because they sound like fantastic events. So thank you very much for joining us on Rural Focus, and we'll catch up again soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Danny. And good luck to your listeners for another good season and some more rain.